This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind goes if you make the call. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got all kinds of neat stuff there. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. On the way tonight, we are loaded up with stuff to talk about. But, of course, your calls are primary if you make them. We still got from last night. I promised it last night, but we never got to it. One of our German listeners has emailed us with just some crazy regulations, crazy laws from over there in Germany. We'll share those with you. Also, the cops are out of control, man. Which, I mean, this is a theme on Free Talk Live. We talk about the cops just doing crazy, unconstitutional, totally anti-freedom things. Tonight, we're going to share with you how the cops have done, well, two things in two totally separate areas of the law. One, they have seized computers from a newspaper. We'll tell you why, allegedly. And two, they've arrested 30 people for public intoxication. We'll tell you where they arrested those people for public intoxication. That's all on the way. And, Manwich, I know you've got, counterfeit? Somebody's been counterfeiting?
Yeah, I've got a counterfeiting. A gentleman who was picked up for counterfeiting bills that aren't real.
That, and plus, I've got an interesting article written by a Vietnam veteran, somebody who's got some perspective, somebody that's been in the midst of combat, and he's kind of just, he's writing about how it is that how war tends to age people a lot faster than they might normally age. It's a really interesting perspective. We'll share all that with you and more. Oh, and they've raised the debt limit again, Manwich. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, this is fabulous news.
Yeah, this is kind of some of the big news of the day, and we don't normally hit on the big news, but in this case, well, the Senate has voted to allow the national debt to swell to nearly $9 trillion. That's nine, let's see, zero, there's three, six, nine, 12 zeros?
I believe that's right. On that?
$9 trillion, preventing a first-ever default on U.S. Treasury notes. This is from ABC News. The bill passed by a 52-48 vote, so it was sort of close. The increase to $9 trillion represents about $30,000 for every single man, woman, and child in the United States. That's how much we supposedly owe on an individual basis to cover the cost of this.
But somebody else
debt.
Has been spending for us.
Right. I must have missed it. When I was born, did I pick up a pen and sign on to actually owing money for what these idiots in Washington, D.C. are doing?
No, it's wrong to give debt to people that haven't signed anything.
The bill is now heading to old President Bush for his eventual signature, because he signs everything that they put in front of him. The measure allows the government to pay for the war in Iraq and finance Medicare and other federal programs without raising taxes. Well, wait a minute. That just means that they're not going to raise taxes right now, right? I mean, the debt's there. It's got to be paid off at some point.
Right.
So some future generation of Americans is going to be covering the cost here.
Absolutely.
Your grandkids.
You know, this is how the politicians work. You know, they're like, hey, we're doing all this great stuff for you. We're getting stuff done. And people fall in line with this. You know, 90-something percent of the people just think it's a great idea.
Really?
It seems like it until they have to pay. But it's like the politicians have given us a nice, shiny new Honda Accord and said, now you owe us $50,000. Now you owe $50,000 for it. But wait, Honda Accords don't cost $50,000? Well, you've got to pay that anyway. Well, I don't want this Accord. Too bad, it's yours. You can't, you didn't have to sign anything. It's yours. You've got to pay it.
Okay, well, that's an interesting interesting example, Manwich. But in this case, we all supposedly owe $30,000 for something that's not even tangible. It's the government, this stupid big federal government that we have. But at least the Honda Accord, you can get out and drive around in it and go to work.
We have some nice roads that you can travel very quickly on here in the United States. So you can't say we haven't gotten anything of value out of the government. I mean, we absolutely have. It's just that they pay way too much. They're inefficient as crap. And they force us to pay for it.
Well, we have an obsession with debt in this country. Not only does our government have an obsession with it, but apparently, maybe this is why 90% of the people agree with this, according to you, Manwich. Apparently, individuals have an obsession with debt. I was talking to my former lady today, and she was telling me about her sister, who's a cop, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's always been somebody that just buys stuff. She's got six or seven different credit cards. They bought themselves a house, which is good. It's good to buy a house. That's a good idea, as opposed to renting.
Right.
So that can be constructive debt. Buying a house can be constructive debt.
Well, however, it's secured debt. There is something there.
Right. However, when you're buying cars, that's not good because it just depreciates in
right,
value.
Depreciating asset as opposed to an appreciating
asset. The moment you drive it off the lot, it has gone down in value.
Right.
They've got two brand new cars that they bought over the last year. The male in this particular household, he wants to go out and buy himself a plasma TV. Mm-hmm. He just bought himself, rims for his car at the cost of $1,200 per rim. So $4,000, $4,500 on rims. And apparently they've got this thing where, well, if he buys something for him, then he has to buy something for her. So he spent $1,200 on her new purse. So you've got credit cards.
How much for a purse?
$1,200.
For a purse?
You know how some of these pearly girls are. They like to buy their, you know, they like their expensive purses. Their Burberry, their
That's
Louis Vuitton.
That's ridiculous. I would have thought that an expensive purse was a couple, $300.
No. $1,200? That's kind of, I think that's mid-range for purses.
Whoa.
I'm not sure. I'm not a purse expert. If you're a lady and you can clue us in, 1-800-259-9231. Have you ever spent over $100 on a purse? Please share your experience with us. Do you feel like you got your money's worth? I mean, this is one of those status symbol things, man, which I don't even know what the brand Coach or something like that. One of these things where it impresses the other girls, right? I mean, that's why they buy it. Because how many times have you ever caught an interest in a lady? How many times have you ever been interested in a lady because of the purse she was carrying?
It's not really a fair question for me, you know.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that I've looked at women's bags and said, well, that's a nice handbag.
But you haven't been interested in the woman
because of
the purse she's carrying.
No.
It hasn't made you say, wow, well, that's a Louis Vuitton. You know, I'm going to go up and talk to her.
No, it's
right?
No.
So, I mean, do you really think women buy purses for the men? I don't think so.
No.
Ladies, if you want to comment, 800-259-9231. So they got new cars, they got a purse, they got a plasma TV coming on the way, and they're 20, 21 years old.
Mm.
I mean, you've spent so much money. And you keep spending it? And according to my old lady, these guys are paying minimum balances on these credit cards. This is going to drown you in debt. You are drowning. You are going to die as a result of this debt.
I'd say most people probably have to learn a debt lesson in their life. You know,
the hammer has to come down on them, huh?
Yeah, you have to learn it. Whether it's getting close to bankruptcy. Bankruptcy isn't really the option it was a couple of years ago now that they've changed the laws.
Right.
You know, I've been through bankruptcy. And I think people have to learn the lesson. In my case, I didn't buy a bunch of crap. I opened a business.
Right.
Failed.
You bought a bunch of crap you tried to sell.
Right. I bought a bunch of crap I tried to sell.
Nobody wanted to buy it from you.
Well, actually, my partner sort of, put me over a ringer by taking some product.
That's what you get for getting into a partnership.
Partnership didn't really work there.
So it just saddens me when I see this behavior because it's just destructive. I mean, it's nice to have nice things,
it
and
is.
That's what these people are thinking. They're thinking, "Well, I want a plasma TV. Put it on the plastic."
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I think is endemic. It's a problem that this American culture has. And if you're somebody that is in debt, if you're somebody that's in too far, and you've realized it at this point, and you want to share your experience with us, 1-800-259-9231. It's something that I really can't relate to because I've never had that happen. I've always paid off my credit card bill on time. I don't want to owe people money. I don't like it when if I'm in a bind or something and I'm out somewhere and I'm out of money for some reason, I have to borrow $5. I don't like that feeling. I don't like the feeling of owing somebody money, so
sure.
I just stay away from it.
Well, you know, with the way things are now, with the change in the bankruptcy, you're pretty much going to pay for whatever it is that
Good.
You buy.
Good. That's the way it should be. Because people need to be responsible for the decisions they make. Unfortunately, we're not taught about this in school, which is, I think, another major reason why these people are clueless. These people don't know anything about debt. They don't realize how, well, destructive it can be. 800-259-9231 if you've got comments. Have you been in debt? Have you gotten out? Share your story with us. Or we're going to move on to the Department of Homeland Security and how insecure they are. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives on our website, and they're all for free, right there on the front page. Go and grab the last 11 months worth of the show if you want. They're all right there for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we started out talking about the national debt. The debt ceiling's been raised, and that means that the government gets to spend more money, well, without actually having to tax us for it right now. And then they have to tax us for it later on.
Sure,
down the line.
So they got to get it from somewhere.
And that kind of
they just nationalize the debt.
And we kind of parlayed that into us talking about personal debt and how so many Americans are, well, clueless. They just don't understand debt. They understand that if they get a credit card, they can take it to the store and swipe it on the little machine, and they get groceries, and they get plasma TVs and all kinds of neat things. And then they understand that there's a minimum payment that they have to pay, but I don't know if they really quite get the fact that they're paying 16, 20%, 24% interest rates on the debt that they're accruing.
It does depend on the credit card, but those aren't uncommon rates.
I've seen, usually it seems to be around 16% or so these days. That's right, not that I'm an expert on.
I'd say that the credit cards that they offer younger people because they're bigger debt risk have higher amounts. I don't have that.
Well, anyway, people are going into debt like it's going out of style, and it's going to come back and bite them. As you pointed out, Manwich, the bankruptcy laws have changed. And what have they, what exactly have they changed in regards to that?
I think that you have to go get credit counseling before you can do it now, and there's a lot more things that can't be written off by the courts and that kind of thing.
I see. So, people, you've got to learn, I mean, if you're one of these people out there with a bunch of debt, you probably have already figured it out, right? I mean, if you've started drowning in debt, you hopefully have come to the realization that maybe you should cut back on your spending habits. What, I mean, you went into business for yourself, Manwich. At what point did you realize that you'd made a huge mistake?
Essentially, we didn't have we weren't making the sales to cover the $40,000 in debt we had.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were having to pay interest on that debt at that point?
Yeah. I was having to service debt that was, and I wasn't getting paid on, you know, from the business.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
Not good. Well, another big, what are some of the big debt items that people have in life? You get your house, but as we pointed out, a house payment is constructive debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that once it's paid off, it will continue to make you money. It'll become an asset. It's a liability while you're paying it off, but after you've paid it off, it becomes more of an asset.
Sure. Not that anyone ever pays them off.
I think plenty of people do. I mean, there's 30-year mortgages. After 30 years, you should have it paid off, right?
Clearly, you don't understand. You just get a new mortgage. Have you ever heard of refinancing?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm afraid that 98% of Americans hold debt on their house.
Well, that's kind of silly.
Oh, they do.
Anyway, so you've got your home. You've got your car, right? Car debt's worthless debt. I mean, it's just terrible. The car just gets worth more and more worthless as time goes on.
I'd say car debt is better than credit card debt.
Okay. Because it gets you from point A to point B.
Buying a new car is the sort of activity that should only be participated in by the very rich.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You know, I mean,
absolutely. If you've got the money to burn, you should be. If you've got enough money to buy the car outright, go ahead and buy yourself a new car.
Yeah.
Right?
But realize that the new car you're buying is going to be worth.
If you're rich enough to buy it outright, you don't care about that.
Doesn't make you rich. It just makes you have enough money to buy a new car.
Okay.
Like, you can go out and buy, you know, I could go out and buy a Hyundai today, brand new, and it's going to be worth 85% the day after I buy it, 85% of what I bought it at. But that doesn't mean that I've made a great investment. I need to, you know, I need to invest my money.
So home, car, and I think another big one for a lot of people is school loan.
Mm.
And actually, we were talking about college, I think, last night on the show, and I made the comment that I said, you know, you should probably drop out. I said, if you're in college and you're going there for a reason like being a doctor or a lawyer, obviously you have to go to college. But there's a lot of things in life that you don't have to go to college for. And as a matter of fact, as we pointed out, most college graduates don't end up with a job in the field that they have specified with their major. They don't end up working in that field. However, Gavin has emailed the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, and he points out, he cites a study that was done on people and what they get paid, and he claims that, or the study claims, that apparently having a college degree is a good thing. Back in 2003, people with college degrees made over $8 an hour more than college dropouts did.
Well, you know, I have an article on this today, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I do. You know, give me a second to search for it while I stall. But in fact, no, you know what? I don't need the article. I read it. Essentially, college graduates make like 5-point-something% less than they did in like an amount of years ago.
Adjusted for inflation.
Right. Yeah. Adjusted for inflation, you know, real income, that kind of thing.
So the amount college graduates are making is going down.
Going down.
Okay.
And the amount that high school graduates are making is going up.
So they're kind of equalizing.
They are equalizing. The reason is that because of the outsourcing of businesses in the United States, because it's a climate here in the United States where it's no fun to do business.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to make money when you have all these regulations.
Red tape.
So they're going to countries where that's not the case. It's not as much of an effect.
Gotcha.
So what's getting outsourced? What can't get outsourced is truck driving jobs. Waitress and waiter jobs. You know, there's all kinds of jobs that cannot get outsourced here that a high school graduate can get Whereas, you know, middle management and that kind of thing, yeah, they can do that over there.
And if what you're looking for is a higher paying job, then that might be something that college could do for you. However, there's no guarantee you're going to get it. After 4 years of wasting, spending 4 years of your life and untold amounts of thousands of dollars, I mean, these people that are in debt to colleges are in debt for life, for a long period of their life. It's tremendous. It's a tremendous debt load on people. So even if you're making an average of $8 an hour more, you're paying probably all $8 of it into your debt. I mean, I obviously haven't done the math, but wouldn't you think that a good chunk of the extra money that you're making would be going to pay off your debt?
It's not happening.
So I think what I wanted to point out was if you wanted to be an entrepreneur, because getting a job is getting a job, and you get a job by getting experience or getting a college degree.
I have that article up, and I'd like to make it clear. It's between 2000 and 2004, so it's a four-year period. In a four-year period, real annual earnings of college graduates actually declined 5.2%, while those of high school graduates, strangely enough, rose 1.6%. What's going on? Pretty obvious. Today's high school grads are left doing jobs that they cannot easily be outsourced, driving trucks, stocking shelves, building houses, and the like, so their pay is holding up.
I think another factor with the pay differential, it might be that, in general, college kids may be a little bit smarter than those that that don't go to college. Not necessarily, but I think in general. So maybe that might be a factor as to why they get paid more, because they are just a little bit more valuable. Although I think that if you're somebody who has an entrepreneurial mindset, the last thing you need to do is be spending 4 years of your life in college.
I'm not sure that I agree entirely. I mean, you know,
if you're somebody that wants to start your own business, if you're somebody that wants to get out there and provide a product or a service for other individuals, I don't really think college is necessary for that, except maybe some business administration kind of stuff, maybe, in a two-year college.
You know, I mean, it's a difficult paradigm for me to break because, you know, my whole life, college graduates make more. But I think you might be right. I think that if as long as you're not going to be an engineer, a lawyer, a CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
What would happen if you took engineers, lawyers, and doctors out of the average that they're creating these numbers from? I wonder about that. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal.
Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of neat stuff on our website, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, and we put them up on our website. And not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation. It means that the lady in question is proving in the picture that she listens to Free Talk Live. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So talking about college loans, talking about people getting in debt, just the how valuable or not valuable college might actually be. And we're looking at some numbers that were provided by you've got a different article.
I've got additional stuff.
I've got some numbers that break down the average the wage by education over time. And so it shows 2003, if you got less than a high school diploma, then you're making $10.12 an hour. High school, $13.57. Some college, $15.23. College graduates, $23.44. And advanced degrees, almost $30 an hour. Of course, you have to factor in also that these people with college degrees are paying off, most of them are, paying off college loans, so that takes a huge chunk out of their check.
And I must say that there are a lot of people out there that just got bachelor's. I'm not talking about master's and...
bachelor's is four years. Master's is six.
Master's is six, and okay. Then PhDs and, gotcha. And the like. I'm not talking about graduate-level work. I'm talking about bachelor's. There's a lot of people out there that have those degrees and are not using them. Essentially, it's... They're getting degrees in fields they're not going into.
Well, okay, now, whether or not they're in the field is another question. They're just claiming in this study
sure.
that regardless of whether or not they're in their specified field, that they're making more. That's what they're claiming.
I understand what that means, but what I want to know is, what about the people that went into their field of study? You know, what are the fields of study? Things like that. There's a lot of questions to be answered here. You know, you see a lot of people, Tendon Bar, who've got college degrees.
Well, another reason for that is because the people that graduate college, they may know a lot about sociology or the violin or whatever it is that they mastered in. They may know a lot about that stuff, but that doesn't translate into financial knowledge. It doesn't translate into financial intelligence to where they're stuck in the rat race just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And it's not how much you make, it's how much you spend.
Yeah, and how much you save on the other side of that
yes.
coin. So this is something that they come out of college not knowing anything about. We're not taught it in high school. We're not taught it in college. And so what we're taught is that you have to go out and get a job. And this is some Rich Dad, Poor Dad stuff. Excellent book, by the way. I recommend it to anybody. Rich Dad, Poor
Basics.
Dad.
Basics.
You're not taught these things in college. You graduate from there, and you're taught, okay, now you can go out and get a job. And so people go out and they get their jobs and they get their paychecks in, and it doesn't matter if they're the high school worker that's getting paid $14 an hour or the college graduate that's getting paid $24 an hour. They're all spending every single penny that they get.
Sure.
They get their paycheck and they say, all right, now I can go out and drink on the weekends. And let me tell you, the college graduates drink just like the high school graduates do.
Well, and often the college graduates will get a slightly better job, or a better job, and there's uniforms, quote-unquote, to be worn there, too. I mean, I had a job when I was like 25 or something like that where I worked at a health club, and essentially they gave me uniforms to wear. Well, now I spend a buttload of money on clothing.
Yeah.
I would pack my lunch or I'd buy a little something to eat when I was at work. That happened to be at one of the fast food type restaurants that was around there, someplace okay. I could get food quickly. Well, now I spend more on lunch because I go out business lunches and things like that. So, It's not how much you make, it's how much you spend.
Absolutely. And so I think that, you know, again, if you're of the entrepreneurial mindset, it doesn't matter if you dropped out of high school. If you know how to, I think the first most important thing to becoming an entrepreneur is understanding how to save your money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't save your money, you're not going to be able to have any sort of nest egg with which to be an entrepreneur, with which to create new wealth, with which to create a new business or a new product or service to provide to people.
So eliminate debt load. You know, get rid of credit card debt, as you know, pay it off as quickly as you possibly can.
If you've got it, yeah, pay it off.
Own your car. Don't pay payments on your car. Because most people that have cars are upside down in them.
Yep.
The car is worth less than the payments that they have on it.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, you know, it's nice to have a nice car and everything, but there's a point of diminishing returns when it comes to cars.
Sure.
I mean, if you look at a...
Especially if something unexpected happens, like getting in a wreck or something like that at that point.
If you look at a $4,000 used car, it's going to have air conditioning, a radio. You can probably pay a couple hundred dollars to get the kind of radio you want put in it.
Sure.
It's going to get you from point A to point B. It's going to do everything a car is supposed to do. Above that, it's all fluff.
Yep.
Anything above that is fluff. Own your car. You know,
well, you say, I can't pay off my credit card debts. I'm barely making ends meet. Well, you need to look at your habits.
Yep.
Cut back on the cigarettes. Cut back on the alcohol, on the, the marijuana or whatever your vices are.
Take 10%,
they're costing you.
Take 10% of your paycheck ahead of time. Pay yourself. Right off the top, take 10% and put that into savings or against the debt load, whatever you've got to do.
Well, actually, it's best if you do 20% against debt, 10% into savings.
Mm.
So if you've got debt, 20% goes there, 10% immediately.
You can go crazy and pay off debt quickly by picking up a second job. There's a lot of jobs out there that are designed to be part-time work. I mean, cabbies, I've done this. You can go get a taxi cab job. There's all kinds of pizza delivering. Those kind of things can help you pay off debt quickly.
I love talking about money. I love talking about debt. And if you've got a story to share with us, 800-259-9231. It's not a money show, but money's real. I mean, everybody has to deal with it. So that's why it's a universal phenomenon. But let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, George?
I'm glad I quit college after 2 years with all that debt thing like that. I have no college debt whatsoever.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I still got a car payment, though, but hey. And if you're wrecking a car or something like that, you got to get gap insurance. You guys know what that is?
I don't know what that is, no.
Yeah, this is an insurance where it covers the difference between what the car is worth and what you still owe on it.
I see.
Yeah, that's definitely something you want to get if you ever buy any car. That's a must-have.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know. Well, the reason I didn't know that is because I've always just bought my cars outright, so I never had to.
But yeah, anyway, I was just looking at the news, and they had another TSA thing. I didn't. I was thinking to myself how bad the TSA is. 26 airports couldn't find these homemade bombs. I was like, I'm glad.
I didn't see this news. They did a study where 26 TSA agencies
at 26 airports.
26
failed to find explosives. from the test, and I'm like, oh crap. I am glad I'm going to overnight because that really reduces the likelihood of a terrorist getting anything past me.
Well,
because at least then I won't have that guilt for life feeling should something happen.
They got my Bic lighter came back from Washington D.C. They managed to find that. I mean, how are they finding Bic lighters and they're not finding explosives?
A Bic lighter passed that passed them on that.
Well, they know what Bic lighters look like when they go through the X-ray machines where you see those guys looking at the monitors in there. I mean, it's easy to spot a Bic lighter. An explosive could look like anything, couldn't it?
Yeah, but Bic lighters don't even have enough metal to set up the metal detector. You can carry them in your pocket.
George, thanks for the call, man. Always some interesting expertise. George from the TSA. 800-259-9231. I got something in relation to that, how the government continues to fail and fail and fail at providing security, allegedly. The Department of Homeland Security, of which I believe the TSA is a subdivision, they have completely failed yet again on their computer system security. We'll tell you more coming up.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 points of international communism to capture America was to gain control of one or both political parties? Have you noticed that it doesn't matter which political party, Republican or Democrat, takes office? We continue in the same direction of losing our freedoms and ultimately our national sovereignty to the United Nations, which is a communist organization. The handwriting is on the wall. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Izzy in here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there. Thousands of posts. Over 90,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people interacting. Fun stuff there and serious issues. You'll find it all. Lots of interesting discussions. And it's free, of course. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun coming up. We'll tell you about how the Department of Homeland Security just fails and fails again. But let's talk first to Rick in California. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi there.
Hey, Rick.
Hey. Great, great topic.
Which one? Because we've covered a couple now so far.
Well, the presumed valid loan agreement process. And you're not going to probably believe what I'm going to describe. Is it? It would be appropriate if I gave out the credible data site.
Okay.
For the two organizations where anyone can validate what I'm going to tell them, okay?
Okay. Why don't you tell us first and then give out the citations afterwards?
Well, let me do it in reverse because...
All right, then do it in reverse. Go ahead.
The first one is People's, plural, People's hyphen right, R-A-G-H-E-S, People's hyphen right.com. The next is The Aware Group.
Okay, so what about them?
TheAwareGroup.com. Okay. When one engages in the contract process in a loan agreement, the presumption is that it's valid, correct? That the bank is loaning its money? for?
Well, the bank's creating
money. I think
people
think that.
Yeah, people think that. The bank is actually not loaning anything because we've got fractional reserve banking, which means the bank only needs to have one-tenth or one-one. I don't even know what the fraction is, but it's a fraction of the amount that they're actually able to loan out.
Okay, well, in any valid loan agreement process, what they call commercial nexus, there must be the four legally binding prerequisites of full disclosure, good faith, valuable consideration, and clean hands.
Okay.
Okay, and what they don't reveal and is fraudulent concealment is the fact that one's name, one's presumed valid authorized signature on that document, along with their collateral, actually is used to create a promissory note of whatever form the bank chooses.
Okay.
Which
so you're saying, well, let me see if I understand this because we're short on time, but what you're saying is that the bank is creating dollars out of thin air and they're masquerading as though they're actually loaning you this money for real, correct?
Line of credit, and then they're extorting interest. They're extorting principal and interest from the contracting party
Right. Without
full disclosure.
So what can you do about that? I mean,
you go into the bank, and I've already done this. You go in there, you demand to see the bank manager, and if the bank manager balks when you ask, does this loan agreement process fulfill the four legally binding requirements of full disclosure, good faith, valuable consideration, clean hands?
Okay.
I.e. Who,
and he's going to say what?
I.e. who actually funded the loan? Okay. They must discharge it because the actual contract.
I see. You're one of those people that's trying to get out of your loans by with this little legal maneuvering thing where you're basically claiming that it's not a real loan in the first place, so therefore you don't owe them any money, right?
Well, if they're going to use my name and my collateral to create a security asset for investors.
It seems like a risky proposition. You're claiming that you've actually done this? You're claiming you've actually walked into a bank and that they've abolished the loan that they gave to you?
That's why it is. I'm not the only one who's done it. That's why I gave you those websites.
Uh-huh.
Okay, those people have been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
I've heard about it, but
I've heard about it too, and I find it really questionable. It sounds like a scam. It sounds like something that could be really dangerous and end up putting you in jail.
Okay, if you think that's a scam,
I don't know. I think it could end you up in jail. I think your principles are probably pretty much accurate, and yes, they are indeed creating money from thin air. However, I don't see how you could possibly get away with doing that.
I have refund checks, speaking of going to jail. Okay, I had outstanding moving violations. Okay, I got arrested, went before the judge. I brought up the various conflicts of interest, such as why all municipal corporations were created and administered by British Accreditation Regency, BAR.
Okay, we're going way out of our league here. I'm losing track at this point. But it's interesting. Are you somebody who also goes out and gets credit cards and then just doesn't pay them off and uses the same excuse?
I have no credit cards. No, sir.
Okay.
No.
So do you go to different banks and get loan after loan after loan and get all of this money and then actually just have it all canceled? Do you keep repeating this, or did you just use it to get out of your old loans?
I had previously presumed valid debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I, like everyone else, believe the party line. Okay, and then when I lost my job because of outsourcing, okay, what will you do? Okay, you're going to be foreclosed on. Even the recording of the property deed is a fraudulent transfer of ownership right.
It's fascinating. You know what, Rick? I really appreciate the information, and people can visit your websites if they want to do their own research. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You know, I think this has come up maybe once before in the past on the show, and it just seems dangerous to me. Like, it seems irresponsible as well. I understand what he's saying. He's saying the money they're loaning you is not real. You know, it's not real. It's digits they've created out of thin air.
It's true.
And that's true, but I don't think that means you shouldn't be responsible for paying it back. If you want to try to run that game on those banks, good luck.
Well, they've got a heck of a... They seem to have a heck of a scam going, the banks.
Yes, well, yeah, it is a heck of a scam, and it's endorsed by the government, so it's going to be going on for a long time. We're coming back, 800-259-9231. It is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? the commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. And you can literally bring up anything at the end here with you.
And man, what
you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where you can help support the show by voting for us. Big help, Dev, actually, if you do this. Vote.freetalklive.com. If you've already done it so far this month, we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It helps us stay in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Now, this month, we're hurting.
Yeah, we are.
We had dropped off the charts yesterday. We're back on, but we're only at number 9. And it's only going to take another 300 votes or so to get us back up to number 1. But we need you to do it. If you haven't done it yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a big help because it brings more people to the show. It brings more new listeners every single day.
If you've done it, please get some friends to do it. It's not like you
tell
know,
two friends.
Yeah, it's not like
tell
you can't
three.
Do some emailing and IMing. It really, really helps.
And it's so quick. It's vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. All right, we just got off the phone with Rick, and Rick gave us a couple websites, and we don't normally let people plug their sites, but we'll let them get by with it from time to time. In this case, I'm sort of glad that I let him give out those websites because I went to them during the break, and I discovered what I expected. These sites that he was talking about, his claim was that the banks are manufacturing money out of thin air. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But his claim was that you could go in there and ask them a certain amount of questions and scare them into just destroying the loan that you've gotten from them. And essentially is what he was saying, right?
Well, and I've heard all along. I've been hearing that for years that this is the case.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting idea. It seems risky to me. But here's what I really don't like. I mean, if all of this information is really true that he's talking about, Why are these people charging money for the information on their websites? You go to both of those websites, and they want $250 for a course on how to get the IRS out of your life, to legally stop paying taxes,
well,
to get out of the government
system. If they're
giving
a course, it should cost money.
A lifetime membership, $300 in this other organization, and then they give you some information. No. Here's what I don't understand. These are people that believe that money isn't real, right? I mean, because it... Well, technically it isn't. They're right about that. But why are they charging money for these services? Why don't they just go out and get themselves a loan for $5 million and then go into the bank and as an outreach project, go into the bank and say, you know, say the magic words or whatever it is that they have to say and get their loan thrown out. They've got themselves $5 million at that point.
And they can use,
yeah, and they can use all $5 million to upgrade their crappy-looking websites. They can use their $5 million to put advertising on the air and get more people over to learn the truth, to learn the message. Because if this really is a good, positive message that's going to help Americans, shouldn't you be doing everything you can to get it out there to as many people as possible? What about those individuals that don't have $300 to spare?
Or are,
should they go take out a loan so they can...
Are skeptical enough that they don't want to put $300 out there.
Right.
I mean, that's how I would be.
Yeah. I'm really skeptical about this. I've done enough digging to learn basically how this works, but I don't like the fact that people are charging money for the information.
Well, you do make a good point. If the money's free for the taking...
That's what they're claiming.
Essentially, then...
Their claim is because they manufacture the money from scratch... that we should just be able to take and take and take it. That's what their claim is.
I can see that, there would be a higher moral position, not altogether moral, but if they're, saying that you're exchanging, like he was saying, exchanging collateral and putting your signature and saying and firming that you will pay for it, and they're creating the money out of thin air and then charging you interest on it, then, and once you realize this, you use their system to get out of debt and then never use it again. That's a higher moral position.
As opposed to going back and doing it again
and
taking advantage of it.
Right.
And that's what some of these people are encouraging people to do. 800-259-9231. It's just really iffy to me. Hour number two is on the way. Department of Homeland Security failing again. We'll share it with you. Come on up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.